Wait.
Wrap my string.
Here.
How are you feeling? Tell everybody.
Okay.
It's Owen Word and it's 20 to 9 at night and Sarah and I are walking the dog. Give us a minute. Oh, everybody's walking the dog. And a puppy. Wary. Hello.
Very
wary. Who's hello there?
Yeah.
Yeah, come on. She's like, no, I just want the ball. There is no ball, Molly. Cheerio. Molly just wants the ball. I haven't got a ball. You didn't bring it. Your fault. It's a nice night, isn't it? It's, I think if I wore a jacket or something, I think I'd be too warm, personally. But I've kind of acclimatised to the cooler weather that we had in Scotland.
And we're having better weather here than at home.
What?
We're having better weather here than at home.
Yeah, yeah. It's rained all the time at home. You can probably hear the bells of Ripon Cathedral in the background as we walk past the fire station. There's some firemen in there. Oh, they're all training. They've got a really bright light on the go. And they're all in their gear and they're training. Do you think they'll be ringing for an hour? Do you know? They've got two appliances. Were they? Yeah. Or fire engines, as people. They're not called fire engines anymore, they haven't been called fire engines for about 25 years. They're called appliances. I wonder why they call it an appliance.
A fire engine, it sounds like.
Mm-hmm. It's nice and quiet this time of night in the city. It's funny calling it a city because it's not really a city. Just because it's got a cathedral.
Oh,
they've stopped again. What time is it? 20:42. It's a big wagon, that, isn't it? Ford Transit.
There's
the Lanny. There's the Land Rover with some really clever stickers. On the back it says, "Don't follow me, you won't make it." And on the front there's one that's upside. There's a sticker on the front bull bar that says, it's upside down. And it says, if you can read this, turn me over. Which I think is brilliant. Right, quick. Oh no, he's on a stop anyway, Sarah. So we've got Dolly back. With a refixed bearing. Front right wheel bearing had failed. Cyclists? So if we go straight on, we go around the cathedral. Yeah, let's do that, eh? No, because I usually cross the road here, so she's used to it. This is the police and prison and police museum on the left now. I still want to go. £5, what's that mean with the asterisk? Admissions are inclusive of a donation. If you're not UK, we don't know what's making trouble. So, £4.50. Wow. Children. 7, 10:50. Well, hang on a minute. Hang on. Two adults, let's say two adults and three children, that says £22.50. Two adults, £10. It's only £20.50 anyway?
No.
Eh?
Yeah, but for us it's only 17, because Harry's free.
No, I know, but let's say you had three kids.
Yeah.
That's only £10.50.
Yeah.
So, £20.50, but it says friends and family. Two adults and three children is £22.50. Oh.
A 12-month pass to all three.
Oh, right, okay.
Oh, no, that's...
Oh, yeah, that's pretty good, isn't it? What are the three museums, then?
This one, the workhouse, and the other one that you want to go to.
All right, okay. So, oh, well, that's not bad. So you pay £22.50, and you get a year's entry to all three museums.
Yeah,
that's not bad.
For a family,
yeah. Wait. Wait, you go ahead, Sarah.
That one and the workhouse, I think.
All right. Well, it makes more sense to do that, doesn't it? Because you still get entrance to three museums then. Not all museums were meant to be free. We're crossing Residence Lane. On our right is St Mary's Gate. Some old cottages. Beautiful. Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. I thought all museums were meant to be free. That's what Gordon Brown decreed. Ah, bells have stopped ringing. What they ask for, because they ask for a donation. I wonder how much their funding is, though.
How much do they make off tourists who feel obliged to give them stuff?
Well, that's us being selfish, then.
Well, no, they ask for a £5 donation per
person.
Well, charge me it. Don't accept a donation. Yeah.
And you can have a brochure for £5 as well.
Yeah.
So you end up probably paying more than you did before. No, I expect they were quite expensive to get into before they abolished museum entrance charges. Oi! Oi! Oh, I can't believe the cathedral bells stopped ringing. I don't know. 2048. Yeah. Right, stop. You. Bloody hell, how fast do you want to go? Right, wait here. What? No, she won't. Springer. Oh, there they go. Bats flying around as well.
That's exactly what my mother
said. What?
You'll never get us to walk for
here. Nah, not a Springer. Her job's to walk 20 metres in front of us. See? She'll stop, look back. No. Oi. It's such a nice sound, isn't it? Oh. One's out of time. They're practicing, aren't they? That's what it is. Why? What's up with the deanery? Oh, was it nice? So.
Ex-manager's owned it.
I wonder if they're meant to go out of time. That's quite loud, that, isn't it? The bells are housed in the right-hand tower as we look at the front of the cathedral now. Cathedral's closed. I thought they were open until much later. And that's also where the clock is. Coming up 10 to 9. And the bell ringers are on the second floor, so that's ground floor, first floor, second floor, and to Americans that'll be the third floor. You can see that there because there's a light on up there. We've perched ourselves at the end of Kirkgate. Kirk being, I'm going to hazard a guess it's Latin, but there's Norse in there, Old English, but Kirk means church, doesn't it? And the gate would have been one of the gate. Friends everywhere. No, you're not going with them. Molly picking up fans. Yes, you are lovely, aren't you, Molly? So, gates. You had gates to the city, to the centre of the city, much like York. It's a very Yorkshire thing, though. I think we should move because we'll keep going. Go to the marketplace. I like it too, but... So we're walking down Kirkgate now with our back to the cathedral. It's loud, that, isn't it? We've got the restaurant La Grillade on the right. Nobody... Oh, yeah, there are four people in there at one table.
Where's the wee bit right for them?
On the left, the Balti House. And little shops. There's a restaurant, Italian restaurant there. Young lad on his scooter. Right. Street is lit with really old, they would have been gas lamps originally. Now electric has been plumbed in. There's the double look takeaway.
Oh,
the room's got a menu. Is she? There's another Italian restaurant. Oh, look at all the corks.
Oh,
wow, have you seen all the corks in there? Wow.
She's been to Prima.
Walls covered in wine bottle corks. Right, Molly. To me. That's it. Here's another restaurant. What's this? Cafe Thai. Mol? Yeah. Molly? Yeah, to me. Molly? Where's the Courthouse Museum? Oh, the Courthouse. Courthouse Museum. There's another one. What's this one? The Royal Oak. Oh, it's a pub. Yeah. And we'll go up Duck Hill now. What? Yorkshire Tea Rooms? It's new, eh? Is it? Was it not a hair? Where's the florist? There. Was this not a hair salon? No, this is the place, the nails place I was thinking about. American Nails. Wow, those LEDs are bright. And Desi Spice restaurant on our left. Restaurant and takeaway, finest Indian cuisine. As we walk up, what? The Matrix nightclub. Zorro Pizza on the left, next to Hong Kong House Chinese cuisine. Now, coming into the marketplace via Marketplace South. Hygienic, 5 stars on Zorro Pizza's sign there. What time is it? Oh. The hornblower will be out in 5 minutes. 5 to 9, Sarah. Why are you looking? A bag? It's a bag floating in the sky. Now that's a funny thing. It's coming down. Witherspoons. The Unicorn Hotel. Sorry?
People all in there are the same age.
Waiting for the horn blower. And I'm... just soaking up the atmosphere here. People gathering to see the horn blower every night. And it's not windy. I think it's a nice temperature. I wouldn't hazard a guess to say what it was. Maybe 15. We go through little pockets of warm air, but they're all gathering there in the market square, ready to see the horn blower come and blow his horn and tell his tale. Taxis lined up. It's me. And a Range Rover with a body kit. Khan. A Khan body kit. So, what time is it? 9 o'clock. So this time next week, I would have landed in Los Angeles International Airport, LAX. Oh, there's the horn blower there.
Which one is it?
I don't know. Let's have a look. Yeah. It's the older one. Not the fella that we like. I don't think. No, it's not. God, is he another one? Yeah, he's got a beard. The last time we were here, he said that they were always telling the young lads to get off the monument. They're on the monument with their scooters. Now he's looking at the probably going to video this actually. See you later.
All one word.
All one word.
Out.
One word.
Out.
One word.
Out.
One word.